This is a Gulf Stories moment made possible by StoryLab at the University of West Florida Innovation Institute.
Well, hello again, everyone. From the University of West Florida's Innovation Institute, I'm Christian Garman with another Gulf Stories moment. My guest today, Dr. John Bratton, Associate Professor and Chair from the Department of Anthropology at UWF. Today, we're talking about the Shields Point Rex. How are you, Dr. Bratton?
I'm good.
So you've sent me some pictures. We have talked on the show about the Catherine, which was certainly a very interesting story. The Shields Point, another picture you sent. It's an aerial shot as I look at it, and I see what looks like to me three distinct locations of maybe different shipwrecks. I'm sure that I'm wrong. You tell me. Tell me about what I'm looking at.
Well, no, you're correct. You can see three in the photograph. They're not actually shipwrecks. They're really abandoned vessels. Mm. And you can see them today if you cross the I-10 bridge and you go over the Blackwater River and it's Blackwater Bay. It's between Bay Point and Shields Point. And you look, and if the tide's low, you can see several of these vessels, their frames sticking out of the water. But there's actually seven ships, but most people think there's four. The one that's very prominent, it's the top one in the photograph that you're looking at on the right side of the photograph there. And we know the names of these ships. That one's called the Palafox. It was built in Pensacola. The next one down in the row is called the Denny Moore, much like the stew name, but it's the Denny Moore. And then there's another one visible called the George T. Locke. And just right against the George T. Locke, sometimes visible, sometimes not, is one that was called the Guanacaste. And those are the four that most people were aware of. So we did a number of field schools in there, 2004, and we went up and explored all these and recorded them and then looked at the history of them. So they're called schooner barges. But as built, they were originally sailing ships, but it became much more efficient to haul lumber by cutting the mast, towing these as big containers and full of lumber. And so that's how they were used. And they were associated with the lumber industry. But like a lot of the industries, eventually the lumber industry failed here. They were no longer needed. And so they were actually taken to this spot, just driven up close to shore with the idea, well, maybe they'll be reused at some point. They never were. They fell into disrepair. And today they're kind of like hollow bathtubs.
So if they were taken to the shore, they fall into disrepair. As the pictures I'm looking at, or the picture, they're not on the shore. How do they get so far offshore?
Well, they're not that far offshore. Hmm. They were for the draft at the time. It was as close to shore as they could get them, where they would be safely positioned. But the water depth's about 8-9 feet in there.
Okay, so not very deep at all. So these, while they look very large, they weren't very tall.
No, they were, but so when they were no longer serviceable to be used in the lumber industry, they still contained a lot of valuable lumber and things like that. So one of the stories was they hired a man who actually lived aboard them for a while there, and they would eventually strip out some of the wood and the fittings, and then those would be salvaged. And the Guanacaste had a deck at one point in time, and it's fallen inside the ship. And the other ones, the decks are missing. They're just kind of hollow, open things. But what they really work great for is to train students on, because you've got them, they're all right there. It's in the river. It's easy to dive. You see all this great ship architecture that we can look at.
Cost the university no money to get them there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that I guess that's great. Just the sort of the non-floating school site there. So when you go dive something like that, other than just being able to train your students to swim around shipwrecks, or in this case abandoned, what do you see? What's there today? Like around these, are they beautiful? Are there fish everywhere? Are they wonderful?
There's
clearly not, by your hesitation.
Fleeting glimpses of fish once in a while. It's pretty murky, so you can't see an awful lot. But you can get right inside the hull. You can look outside the hull. They're very safe to work on, although there's lots of iron bolts sticking at them, so you do have to be careful on them.
Dr. John Bratton, certainly appreciate it. Thank you.
For more Gulf Stories, visit uwf.edu/gulfstories.